Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight.
Hello,
nine,
10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13,
14,
15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hello.
Hi.
So T doesn't want to talk about his relationship anymore.
No. Again, why am I always misunderstood? That's not what I said.
After, by the way, after yesterday's 15-minute morning show, if you didn't listen, make sure you do.
Right. No, what I said right now was, I was making a joke. Brody had a topic, and it was a relationship topic, and I just said, maybe after yesterday, I shouldn't be a part of a relationship topic.
But that's not a joke the way you delivered it. You delivered it in the sense of, I went home yesterday and got my ass
cleaned
out.
That's my question. Did you get
nothing like that even happened
at all.
Did
she know that you did it?
The listeners
want to
know what was the fallout from yesterday's
15-minute
morning
show. There was none. It was exactly like I predicted.
Because she didn't hear it.
I went home. I was pulling into the driveway. She's pulling out of the garage. And she goes, hey, I'm going to go to the car wash.
With all of her stuff in the trunk.
No, she's like I'm going to go to the car wash.
Actually,
and I'm like, okay, great.
Before you dig the hole any deeper for yourself.
We're good.
Can we talk about, because we obviously all talk about our personal lives here.
Yeah.
Sure.
What's the worst thing that's happened at home from you talking about it on the show?
I just told intern Amy what happened. So many years ago, my in-laws were staying at my house, and it was Father's Day weekend. So we had them stay at our house in the guest room. They were up from Florida. And my father-in-law, back in the day when this was a gift, right? You know, roll your eyes and go, who does that? This is early 2000s. He gives me a really nice soap on a rope, right? Before body wash existed, soap on a rope. So I wanted him to feel good about giving me a gift. So I hung it in my bathroom. Now, my personal bathroom is the one that guests would use because I get dressed in the hallway so I don't wake my wife up. So this was a Friday night. He gives me the soap on a rope. Saturday morning, I sleep late because it's Saturday morning. My in-laws like to get up at like 5 in the morning and go for a walk. So I get up at like 8 and I go to jump in the shower and I see he's already used my soap on a rope. The gift he gave me, he used it. And there's like, he has red hair. There's a red hair on the soap. Right? Now you guys, the guys who've been on the show 20 years, you know this. So I came in and brought this topic. They went back to Florida. We were not on Y100 or any Florida stations. There's no way they're going to hear it. So I tell Elvis, I go, I had a fight with my wife because as soon as they left my house, I threw the soap on a rope in the garbage. I wasn't going to use soap that my father-in-law used. Now, I've since matured and I might, but back then I didn't want to. So my wife was like, it's soap. It cleans itself. It's soap. I go, it's not. No, I'm not using soap that he stuck all over the place. He gave me a gift and then used it. So we had a great topic on the air. It was a best of for years. The soap clean itself, right? You guys remember that topic?
Yes. Yep.
It's an all-time classic.
Right.
So this was in Father's Day is in June. In August, they come back up from to Florida for a big family barbecue. And I'm not thinking anything of it because they could not have heard it. My mother-in-law comes up to me and says, so I understand you were talking about us on the radio. We were on vacation in our August vacation and we were running best ofs. So so the family in Long Island that we were at is like, did you talk to David about being on the radio? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. It runs all the time. Apparently you gave him soap. And so I didn't know they knew the topic. So my mother-in-law's like, so you were talking about us? Oh, just about how you like to make the bed when you stay over. And I think it's weird that you make the bed before you go out. Oh, really? That's what you were talking about? Really? Isn't it? No. They were pissed at me.
Oh, damn.
And so my father-in-law was like, so how's that gift I gave you? Oh, it was bad. It was bad. It was very uncomfortable. So I didn't get like a fight with my wife kind of thing, but it was a really bad situation because I had talked on the radio when I thought there's no way they're going to hear it. And that's what I was thinking about yesterday was you don't have to have the wife hear it. Someone's going to tell them, oh, yeah, they were talking about you on the radio yesterday or the podcast.
Exactly.
Problem is it's the adult game of telephone because what Greg T said will not get back to Trish fully.
Yeah.
They'll add their own little nuances.
Apparently he's banging some waitress.
Yeah. are we continuing on the stories?
Yes, yes. I want to know yours, Scary.
The stories of, wait, hold on a second. Am I on topic by talking about people that shouldn't have heard something, but they heard it?
No, what did you say on the radio that you didn't think someone would hear?
That is exactly
Yeah, that
it.
You got in trouble this for. Is, that you didn't think you would get in trouble
okay,
for.
So,
the girl under the sink?
Several years ago.
Was it Sasquatch?
No.
Girl under the sink?
No, let me go right before that. Let me take you back to 1997 when I didn't realize the power of radio. And it was, and Elliot was here, yeah. And it was Elvis, of course. And I went out on a date the night before with the girl who we ended up, going out somewhere to a restaurant. And then we ended up in a specific park in Queens where we went through the park. And then we ended up going into the baseball dugout because they have dugouts for the little leaguers, right? And we were just there alone at night and we were making out. And then, I took her home, whatever. I dropped her off. The next morning, I feel like, she never listens to the radio. She's, forget about it. It's fine. I go, Elliot's like, tells me, hey, Scary, you look a little tired today. Where were you yesterday? Come on in here. And I go up to the microphone and I say, I was out on a date last night. Why don't you tell us? Why are you so tired? Why are you dragging your wagon? I said, well, I was with this girl last night. We went out. And I went and I told him the story of what happened. Meanwhile, being driven to work by her father was the girl. And she was like, he was like, honey.
Well, because she's not old enough to drive.
No, she was being driven to the train station. Said, hey.
On a school bus.
The choo-choo train station.
Hey, honey. Where were you last night? Oh, yeah, I went out on a date with this radio guy. Oh, I think this is him on the radio right now. Let's turn it up. She turns up the radio at the very moment I'm talking about her. And saying, oh, yeah, I made out with this girl. We were out in the baseball dugout. And, of course, I had to ham it up for the radio. So I said we did more than we really did. And her father heard the whole fucking thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, needless to say.
You never went out with her
again. She said,
again.
Never call me again. This is like, again, I'm going back to the 90s on this.
Wow.
And I was like, this is the first and last time I will ever kiss and tell on the air.
Elliot got me in trouble, too, speaking of Elliot, who used to be the co-host
here. He's now at DC 101 in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so we had a bachelor party for one of the guys in promotions back in the day. Again, late 90s. And they said we were going to a restaurant. So I told my wife, yeah, we're going to a restaurant for this guy. Everyone's going. I'm new at the station. I was here like 6-8 months. I'm like, hey, I'm going out. We ended up going to a strip club. It was a crazy ass night. People were just, it was mayhem. And I may have had someone remove a dollar bill from my mouth with their boobs. I don't remember. Whatever it was. I'm like,
pretty specific.
Well, that's what was said on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't remember doing that, but I may have, right. So the next day, now this was way before I ever talked on the radio at all. I just stood in the corner, wrote jokes. I didn't say a word for 4 hours. So I'm thinking no one's going to talk to me. Elliot goes, hey, bro, did you have fun at the strip club last night? How crazy was that? What? Yeah, Brody, how great was that? And that girl, that stripper with the dollar bills and the whole... Come over to the mic.
Elliot was notorious for that, by the way.
I don't think I'd spoken on the radio in like weeks. I didn't talk at all. So I got home and my wife was like, so you had a restaurant last night?
Oh, God.
Really? Kind of restaurant has strippers and it's a strip club.
Oh, my God.
So I got, that was a night. That was a bad night.
No filter. No filter.
Because she thought I lied about the restaurant.
Yeah.
What about you, Nate?
Oh, God. I can't.
Yeah, you brought the question to the table.
I'm really trying to think. I'm racking my brain here.
That time you talked about your ex-girlfriend and she wrote a song about you?
That was actually a good song, though.
That was a good song. I hate to say it, but that had a lot of hit potential.
You really did.
City Lights. I think we still have it in the system.
City Lights. Great song.
You know, I think there's been times where I haven't had true, honest, 100%, you're my girlfriend for a long time until my current one. So there would be times I would be talking about a date, and then the girl that I was kind of seeing heard me talk about the date I went on with somebody else and said, so, what about this XYZ? I heard you went to the restaurant last night. No, I just made that up for the show. We make stuff up all the time. It's good for a bit. I heard somebody, I pawned it off as my own story. I use that excuse a lot. But I kind of always dodge those bullets. Danielle?
Mine was like when we first started doing like the show back when it was 97, because that's when I started to get together with my now husband, and we were doing pajama party, and we had to talk about hot guys on the air all the time. It was just part of it. And he was with me before I started pajama party. He's been with me before I was on air. So I'd be like, you know, oh man, that guy's so hot and this, that, and the other thing. And he would get a little angry at me. He would be like, well, I don't understand why you have to go on the air and be talking constantly about hot guys. But we would do a segment called Hottie of the Week and this, that, and the other thing. And it took a while. We had many little spats about it for him to realize that, okay, she's not running away with David Beckham. It's not going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And now he just laughs it off. Like if someone comes over to him and goes, do you hear what your wife was saying about that hot guy? He goes, uh-huh, whatever.
Knows. Those are the people that are the worst, by the way. The people surrounding
Because it never gets back to them the way that it came out.
No.
Never.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying with Greg T's story. But Danielle, all right, let's just say David Beckham does finally come into your life forever. Yeah. And says, I want to marry you.
Okay.
But you're with Sheldon right now.
No, I'm not going to know.
So you would tell David Beckham, thanks, but no thanks.
Of course I would. I have a life with my husband.
What if he was shirtless when he said it?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I'd say you look good.
With
but
oil.
I'm not going there. No, no thank you.
You never got in trouble for anything you said on the radio, right?
Yes. Today?
No.
The last 10 minutes.
No, the hickey bit.
That's exactly the only one that Trish ever.
Crazy.
We did hickeys for tickies.
On the train.
That was the one time.
I don't know about this.
It was tickies for hickeys.
No, hickeys for tickies.
Hickeys for tickies.
Right, and that was it.
Tickets, right?
Yeah, tickets. Okay. And I forget, you know, Elvis sent me out to this parking lot, and it was out in Jersey somewhere, and if you come up to me and you give me a hickey anywhere on my body...
The darkest hickey got the tickets.
You get tickets, yeah. And girls were sucking on my body, on my stomach,
yeah,
on my...
I can see how that would upset somebody.
And then so when I came home, I really had like marks, like bite marks on my body. And Trish just said, listen, you know I have never, ever, ever said anything about you being naked and doing stupid things. She's like, but you know what? This just bothered me that these girls were giving you hickeys on your body. So could we not do that anymore? So I just said, all right, I have no problems. And it really was the only time she's ever asked me anything. So That's not true. What do you mean? Why? What was the other one? Oh, can we talk? Do you remember the picture of you naked standing in front of a member of the show? Was it?
The Maroon 5 picture.
No, yeah. Carla Marie.
Yeah, they were redoing the Adam Levine picture.
Right.
I don't know.
And allegedly in the picture, she was cradling your manhood.
Okay, I mean, there was that time that
she said... Wait, what?
Did she get mad at Carla Marie?
I think she said, like, she didn't get a call. She was just like, do we need to have somebody grabbing your, you know, your balls?
Your junk.
You know, yeah.
I'll look up that photo. I think it was a Rolling Stone photo.
I'm not sure, but.
What about the breast pump?
No, she wasn't mad. No,
when he drank Daniel's, my breast
that was fine.
Milk. He did not breastfeed from me.
Right, no, okay.
I pumped the milk.
I think she found it to be disgusting.
And
but
he drank it like, I don't know why.
Yeah, she's like, why are you drinking some of girls' breast milk?
Was she upset at the times you've made out with at least three male members of this morning show?
No, I don't think that was.
She says better them than me. That's
she didn't mind. I made out with Skeery. It was fine.
No, you made out with, to my knowledge, at least three male members.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, Nate, this was the photo he tried to redo.
Look, I just said, listen.
Oh, yeah.
And Carla Marie had to grab your junk.
Yeah, that was the picture, right? That's the picture, right?
By the way, there was no cloth in between.
No, there was no cloth. It was
naked.
And she grabbed your penis?
Right. What?
She grabbed your penis?
Yeah. She just kind of put her hand on it.
I have pictures.
She didn't really, you know, that's it. It wasn't really a big deal.
She was kneeling in front of him.
Trish is really different, I swear to you. Yeah. Like, this stuff doesn't bother her. She always looks at it like she's got other things to worry about in her life. That
what
she doesn't...
does she have to worry about that's more than that?
A divorce lawyer.
No, like even yesterday.
Chlamydia.
No, like even yesterday. Like I said, when I was coming into the garage, she was pulling out. We rolled our windows down, and she shouted across her car. She goes, "You know, I'm going to the car wash. I'm going to go to Wegmans." Now, and I'm like, all right, great. No problem.
How much of your stuff was on the lawn burning at that point?
No, it was. She doesn't have time to listen to the podcast. She doesn't have time.
I sent her the audio. It's fine.
She doesn't. She doesn't pay attention to the show.
I really think if she heard yesterday, she would have something to say to you.
I would just tell her. I'd be like, Trish, stupid bit we did, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she'd be like, okay, whatever. Like, moving on.
Even my husband, who isn't shocked at anything you do, said, oh, he tweeted.
Well, what about the time you had pictures of you at a club without your wedding ring, and you came on and talked about how you take your wedding ring off at club gigs?
But she knew that. I had to get two wedding rings at a time. There was a time where Elvis didn't want to talk about that I was married. So I had two wedding rings made. One that would literally come off. Well, this one just comes off now. But one that would
came
off very quickly.
Isn't it, you don't even have a tan line for that one.
This one comes off, right? Yeah. And it is what it is. Listen.
You know...
Trisha's got very strong skin. This doesn't bother. I'm telling you because I'm a different person at
home. You remember the time when you were making out with two listeners at once? We were at the
Danielle. Nobody knows that.
What are you talking about? We were at some
nobody knows this.
This is before he was dating Trish. This is before he was dating
Trish. Yes.
Nobody knows this at all.
Trish, he was. We were at a club somewhere.
No, we were not.
And I look with it. Where the hell is T?
No,
there's T.
It wasn't me.
Girl A on one side.
No. It was not.
And he's making out. Then he turns to the other girl.
No.
Back and forth. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
That was scary.
That wasn't scary. No. That was
it
you.
Was. It was not. It was Tim Louie or somebody.
What's the difference? No one knows the girls' names. And if
it
Trish,
never happened.
And if Trish doesn't care. Trish doesn't care.
Trish has thick skin. Shut her up.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here,
and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.